We all have that person on our Christmas list that has everything. The person who doesn't need anything. And we rack our brains trying to think of what to get them as their gift this year. Dad who doesn't need any more socks or another tie. Mom who doesn't need another pair of earrings to add to her collection. The grandchild who has all the DVDs and computer games that's out there. The friend who can't eat sweets and chocolates. What to get them for Christmas? Because they've got everything. What about God? Have you ever thought about what God wants for Christmas? After all, God has everything, doesn't he? God doesn't need anything, does he? As the creator of all that is, as the almighty, as the all-powerful, as the omnipotent, isn't that true that God has everything that God needs? Isn't there anything that God wants? I wonder. As God is born into the world tonight, on this very most sacred of sacred nights, what does God want? What does God desire? What would bring God joy and delight? You know, it's easy to come up with what we think God might want. And it's obvious given the world we live in. It's obvious often in the way that we treat one another. Peace. Justice. An end to hunger and homelessness and poverty. No more wars and oppression. That every refugee will have a home and feel safe in a new life and be welcomed into places like Canada. An end to all violent behavior. Protection and preservation of creation. And sadly, the list goes on and on and on. A clear scriptural answer about God's priority is there in Paul's first letter to Timothy. And it's there in the context of what it means to live wisely. Paul writes, "This is good and this is what pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." God's priority. This one thing. He wants all people to be saved. It's that simple. And yet it's that complex all at the same time. It's not just wishful thinking, though. God does something so amazing, so awesome, so engaging to make it possible. To make it a reality for his people and for all of creation. God becomes the Savior in the child born tonight, who is to be the Savior for the world, who acts for us, and who ultimately who acts on behalf of us in order to rescue us and liberate us and save us. God wants us to be saved so much that he lowered himself from the highest heights of heavens to a cradle, to be human in every way as one of us, and then ultimately to his death on a cross. The staggering descent from inconceivable glory to unspeakable shame. And ultimately with no personal gain, completely sacrificing of self to restore us and to transform us and all of the created order. And in saving us, what God wants and God desires more than anything is restored and faithful relationships with all of God's people. Not just some of them. but all of them. Even the ones we find it difficult to like and love. Even the ones that we consider our enemies. Even you and I, as unworthy as we may feel of what God is offering us this night. God's desire, not just for tonight, but for each and every day of our lives, is that we may find that place where our life and our faith meet together, and where they intersect and where they become one. And that we will walk that path of faithfulness in our relationships with God, in our relationships with each other, with our friends and neighbors, with our families, our co-workers, with those that we agree with and those that we disagree with. And especially with that person we struggle with and maybe don't even like very much. Our baptismal calling, our baptismal vocation, is to see the incarnation of Christ in all of those who are around us. To see the goodness that's there in all people. Despite their flaws. Despite their annoying habits. And to love them unconditionally. And that they see the incarnation of Christ in us too. And love us equally in return. That song from a few moments ago sums it all up. I wonder what God wants for Christmas. Something that you can't find in a store. What do you give someone who gave his only son? What if we believe in him like he believes in us? What might put a smile on his face? What kind of gift from you and me? More sister, more brother, more love in one another. I wonder what God wants. By now we ought to know what God wants for Christmas. We ought to know. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, we do know what God wants for Christmas, don't we? And undoubtedly we'll do the best we can to get that perfect gift for Uncle Joe that he will like, and Grandma and our best friend. I wonder, though, what would it mean to also be sure to give God what God wants for Christmas? The truth is, God freely gives us so much. God gives us so many blessings, more than we can ask for, more than we can ever, ever imagine. And further to that, God doesn't ask for much in return, does he? Tonight, individually and collectively, we recognize the mystery of God in the child of Bethlehem. May we not only offer our prayers for what we want and what we need in our lives and in our world, but may we listen to, and may we be attentive to what God wants this Christmas. And not just this Christmas, but each and every day of our lives. I wonder, what is God asking you for this Christmas? I wonder, what is God asking me for this Christmas? Let's do our very best to be faithful, yes, in receiving all that God offers us, and in turn to faithfully give back to God the things that will give God joy and delight too. Amen.